From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. A rescue attempt in a West Virginia coal mine is delayed again while the owner, Massey Energy, drills more holes to vent potentially explosive gases. From Mont Coal, NPR's Frank Langfitt reports after trying this morning, rescuers hope to re-enter later this evening.
Rescuers pulled out of the mine this morning after a mix of methane, carbon monoxide, and hydrogen reached explosive levels. They were searching for four missing miners following a huge explosion that killed 25. The rescue team came within 500 feet of a refuge chamber where they hope one of the missing miners has sought safety, but they still weren't close enough to see the chamber. The mine owner, Massey Energy, is finishing a second hole into the mine to vent the gases. A company official said it would probably take 3 or 4 hours to pump air through the hole and get gas back down to safe levels. West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin acknowledged that finding anyone alive in the mine remains, quote, a long shot. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Naoma, West Virginia.
President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev signed a new nuclear arms treaty in Prague today. Mr. Obama hailed it as an important step toward ending nuclear proliferation.
This day demonstrates the determination of the United States and Russia, the two nations that hold over 90% of the world's nuclear weapons, to pursue responsible global leadership.
But Russia expressed concerns that the Senate has to ratify the pact with a two-thirds majority. That outcome is uncertain. Former Clinton administration Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin says he's sorry he didn't see the financial meltdown coming.
We all bear responsibility for not recognizing this, and I deeply regret that.
In testimony before the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission today, Rubin said he wasn't aware of the risky investments at Citigroup and blamed himself and other leaders in the financial system for failing to see the signs of impending crisis. Applications for first-time unemployment benefits increased last week to 460,000, reversing a downward trend. But analysts are calling it a minor blip in the overall employment picture. Meanwhile, retail sales have grown for a fourth consecutive month. The International Council of Shopping Centers reports sales in March jumped 9% at stores open at least a year. Marcine Coburn of Tampa says she sees evidence when she goes shopping.
They're packed in these stores. I'm surprised. The prices are better, but they're packed. I mean, the lines, people are in here just spending like crazy. They're getting a lot more for less, but they're still spending. They're in there spending, so it's good.
Industry analysts attribute the March increase in part to Easter shopping and warmer weather. While those retail sales helped fuel gains on Wall Street, the Dow closed up 29 points at 10,927. The Nasdaq picked up 5 points to close at 2,436. This is NPR News. The political situation in Kyrgyzstan continues to be uncertain a day after opposition leaders claim to have seized control of the government. The Kyrgyz president left the capital but is refusing opposition calls to step down. Meanwhile, lawlessness in the capital, Bishkek, is increasing. A summit of Southeast Asian leaders opened in Vietnam today, but Thailand's prime minister was notably absent. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports he stayed home as chaotic protests in Bangkok threatened to bring down his government.
Prime Minister Abhisit Vejitchiwa's government has yet to use force against the red-shirted demonstrators, despite the state of emergency declared yesterday. But today the government went after the protesters' media outlets, shutting down their satellite television station and blocking access to websites sympathetic to their cause. Protest leaders reacted angrily to the government's efforts and warned of bigger and more disruptive protests tomorrow if the attempted information blackout isn't lifted. The demonstrators have occupied parts of the capital for nearly a month now, demanding that parliament be dissolved and that new elections be held. Many are supporters of deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, whose populist policies of cheap health care and easy loans won him many admirers among the rural and urban poor. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
A federal judge in New Orleans has ruled in favor of families affected by tainted drywall made in China. The ruling directs Chinese companies to pay more than $2.5 million damages to seven families in Virginia to pay for removing and replacing the drywall, which emits damaging sulfuric gases. The ruling could affect thousands of other homeowners. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.